Good morning. It's 8:11, Galesburg's Morning News. We're up to 40 degrees in downtown Galesburg. Heather Gum, Jay Redford, and Cameron Line. Another check of news coming up here at the bottom of the hour. We'll check sports coming up as well. Well, right before the news, we were kind of previewing a kind of a recap of sorts of something that we've been doing here at Galesburg's Morning News for about a year or so now. But, of course, a lot of folks, typically most of our on-air interviews, they get shared online on our website at WGIL.com. We've accompanied video with many of them. We try to include some video when we can. And, of course, that also gets included in most of our online stories of the on-air conversations we have. And then, of course, we like to share a lot of them to our YouTube page, which gets a decent amount of views. And so Jay has kind of recapped our top 10 on-air conversations from the following year. And so what do you say we go down it?
Sure.
So
and just a reminder, these are online listens only. These aren't, don't track what people listen to live on air, but...
So coming in at number 10, what was our number 10?
Okay, we had a three-way tie for 8th, so that's 8th, 9th, and 10th. So tied are what to expect from Graham Health's new ambulatory surgery center in Galesburg.
Okay.
So that's when we had Bob Senoff on. Also tied is Galesburg's $25 million win transforming Galesburg's business park. Back in January when they had the big announcement, we had Ken Springer.
Yep.
And also tied for number 8 was Jeremy Pickerel joined us in April to preview the Streaks 2025 baseball season.
Okay.
There so those were number 8, 9, and 10. Coming in at number 7, inside Western Smokehouse's Galesburg Boom. We talked to Doug Hankus, the CEO of Western Smokehouse, so that came in at number 7.
Okay.
Number 6, we talked to the National Weather Service almost a year ago, January 3rd, about the upcoming winter storm.
Okay.
That did not end up being a winter storm.
Yes.
But that got a lot of attention. We also, number 5, so we're at our top 5 now.
Top 5.
Number 5, reflections and future goals. That's when we talked to Peter Schwartzman after he won his second term as mayor back in April.
Okay, that's number 5. Number 4?
Number 4, A Brush with Tragedy. Galesburg natives David and Christy Martinson, who now live in Texas, joined us to talk about, they were in New Orleans last New Year's Eve when they had the terrorist attack when the car drove down in
Right.
Remember that?
Right.
So
right.
They were there and close to it, and they shared their experience.
And so now number 3 most listened to on-air conversation online. What was number 3?
That was listening to Galesburg. And that was we talked to Galesburg Alderman Steve Cheeseman, who gave a recap of his town hall back in June.
Yeah. Here's a clip from that interview.
With 7th Ward Alderman Steve Cheeseman, you're halfway through your first term on council. Is there anything that's surprised you about being the role of a council person?
No, I mean, the only thing is I think this has calmed down, and I give Eric Hansen a great deal of credit for really creating a business-like, no-nonsense type of approach to how we do our business, that this is stuff that our citizens expect us to go about doing, and I always felt that way, that we need to be business-like. People elected us to make decisions that are in the best interest of them and do it in a professional kind of way, and I think Eric's helped with that. I thought early that there was a lack of that, and I think that that's since been rectified for the most part, and I give everybody credit in that. I give everybody that's been involved with that credit for getting that the temperature of that turned down and getting toward doing what we're supposed to be doing. You know, it's okay to be critical. It's okay to have concerns, but let's do them in respectful kinds of ways, and let's all come together to try to find answers to this stuff in an adult-like, good civil human, good decency way.
That's Steve Cheeseman with after his town hall meeting that we had last year. So that was our third most listened to online on-air conversation. So coming in, what do we have at number 2, Jay?
Number 2 was A Hero's Final Journey, honoring Corporal Paul Hoots, and that's when we had Todd Eninger from HPW. He was in the day of the service back there in July,
mm-hmm.
and he filled us in on the whole, you know, coming back from the airport and the procession and everything was going to happen that
everything that went into it. Here's part of that conversation.
Yeah, it was quite impressive, quite honestly. We had the sheriff's department from Knox County here. We're very appreciative. They sent two deputies with vehicles there who helped lead us out of the airport. And then the state police was very involved in that process. So we had state police, county. We had a mixture of Rolling Thunder and Patriot Guard riders, then the hearse, and then the family, Sergeant Melvin, and then Knox County, and then more state police behind. So that process went all the way from Metro East all the way to Galesburg. We had a couple of stops along the way. What was most moving was there on the stretch, especially on 55, between Metro East and Springfield and the overpasses and the fire departments that were in place there with their fire engines and their flags and their firefighters at attention. And it was very, I wish I would have had a dash cam.
Yeah.
I wasn't thinking ahead. So it was very, very nice and very, very nice. I think the Logan County Sheriff's Department actually has posted something from watching us coming towards him from the overpass.
What time of day was this?
Well, we left St. Louis at 6:38, and we arrived in Galesburg about 11:05. We had two stops along the way, so it was a long day for sure that way.
So that's Todd Edinger with his the hero coming home with Sergeant Hoots being laid to rest last year. And so taking a look at our number one, our most listened to online on-air conversation. What do we got, Jay?
This may surprise some people, but it's kind of fitting because it's Galesburg on Galesburg's Morning News. And that was Galesburg's new anthem, a jingle for community pride. That's when we talked to local musicians Daniel and Pippi, talking about the new jingle that they created for the Galesburg Tourism Visitors Bureau.
Yeah, here's a little bit from that conversation.
Pippi and I were asked to do, with our group, we have a 9-piece band that we travel with, and we were asked to do a political fundraiser here in Galesburg. And I yelled to Pippi, I said, why don't we write a theme song for Galesburg? And she said, what? And I said, yeah. And so I went over to the piano and sat down and came up with the music.
Mind you, this idea came while he was in the bathroom.
Well, you know, some of my best ideas.
In some paperwork.
It's quiet.
And that's the reason why. And that's the reason why I said what? Because he was screaming it out from the bathroom.
But everybody that lives in Galesburg has heard that theme song in the Quad Cities, "Making a Difference Where You Live." The call letters. So I was patterning the song, not exactly, but kind of using that as a format, and I had 1 minute to put it together. I mean, it had to be consolidated down into 1 minute of music and lyrics.
And if you heard our music, you know that's hard.
So, of course, that's our number one listened to on-air online on-air conversation. Should we go ahead and just play the jingle?
Let's hear it.
We want to hear the jingle. Here, this is Pippi and Daniel with their We Are Galesburg jingle that they debuted that day.
When you think of the great Midwest, prairie land far as the eye can see, Chicago.
So there you have it.
Kind of catchy.
Our top 10. And so, of course, Pippi and Daniel, number one with their We Are Galesburg jingle. And so, be sure to check out WGIL.com.
Yeah, all these interviews that we just played and every interview that we ever play is on WGIL.com. Like we mentioned, you can go to them on the app. on Apple. If you get your podcast on Apple, they're all on Apple. Just search for WGIL.
Yeah.
YouTube ones are on our, and I encourage people to visit our WGIL. It's called WGIL Radio Video on YouTube.
Yeah.
So you can watch them there. So
yeah, if it's on air, you can hear it online as well at WGIL.com and more.